That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm here today to bring you messages from the divine and from the earth to let you know what's going on between now, the new moon in Virgo on September 6th, as well as the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, through 2022. I usually don't do my predictions this early, but there's something inside of me that tells me that I need to get this message out. So try to stay with it to the end, because some of it will be a bit upsetting, but the end is well worth the wait. There's a lot going on in astrology and energetically in the last part of 2021. I had said that this was a year of expansion with a possibility of war beginning at the end of the year. We're going through a breakdown and release phase as we head towards the loving reality of the fifth dimension, as well as the gift of the divine, grace, and healing. These things have to be broken apart and exposed before they can be healed. This all can seem very troublesome and very painful. True transparency seems to be creeping in slowly, a little at a time. We hear fake news, and then we find the truth. And some of us refuse to believe the truth after the fake news has embedded inside of us. We've been taught to believe what we hear on television or believe what we read. We now have to start to use something called discernment. This has to happen so that we can build our lives differently, and because we know what mankind has done to this planet. Our consciousness has to be raised up as we begin to take responsibility for our decisions and whatever we do. Where we go, who we hang out with, our creativity, while opening up to the capacity to love and to serve. The upsets begin mid-September between September 15th and September 20th. September will be a pivotal month for the leaders of our country. The transit of Mars in Virgo will heat things up. There will be dramatic changes between this time, today is September 4th, and October 22nd, 2022. This is the time when Uranus is very powerful, and that is the planet of sudden changes, death, tornadoes, hurricanes. It's more powerful than it's ever been on the planet, as you can see by the last hurricane and the one that is now on its way. The month will bring health and healing to some and a resurgence of the virus to others. The virus becomes more intense. A lot of science and news is coming out involving some new discoveries. and just how the virus works and what the real dangers are, because we have been lied to, because we have been misinformed by people that don't really know what they're talking about. They're not scientists. The truth as it comes out will bring us more comfort and healing. After September 15th, we will begin to learn how to handle our money in this new economy. I will give you a warning. I hope you listen. Get your money out of the big banks. The big banks are Citicorp, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and PNC Bank. Get your money out of the banks. Find a nice credit union or a local small bank that you can trust, where you know the people, because things are going to happen. The ATMs can be frozen. They're going to lower your credit rate. They're going to change your credit card value.
They're going to start tapering off your availability to get money by way of the credit cards,
so that you won't be able to buy as much. And they're going to do all of this by looking at your credit report. So those people that have the low credit report will have their credit cards closed and taken away. And there's nothing that you'll be able to do about it. The Bitcoin can grow, as well as many smaller cryptocurrencies. Now remember, I am not a financial expert by any means. I'm just telling you what I see astrologically. So please remember the time frame. The money problems will really be enhanced on September 22nd through the end of the year, if not longer. Mercury retrogrades on the 27th in Libra, the sign of balance. This is the time when we have to go back and reassess many of our decisions. It can feel as if things are horrible and terrible, the worst ever. Everything in the universe follows a rhythm and a vibration. Nothing really happens by accident, but upsets and quick surprise changes will wake us up to see the truth, to see where we are or others are off the path, especially with our world leaders. We are in a great awakening time when radical change brings truth through our internal awareness. We're waking up our heart centers. We're tuning in more. It is said that many people are just ignoring what's going on. They're letting it all happen. They shrug their shoulders. We can't do anything about it. No, we need to change that thought. We need to rise up, and we need to be who we are in strength and in numbers. And we will. It will come. Radical change will bring the truth through your internal awareness. And there are a lot of cover-ups and lies that will be revealed, and many illusions and lies will surface at this time. Corruption and deceit. And this has been going on for centuries, but it's come to a head in 2021. Spiritually, it's all happening for our divine purpose, because we're having an internal earthquake. We're having earthquakes all over, theoretically, because the new energy that came in 2012 is now coming to a head, and the evil and darkness, lies, deceits, trafficking, bomb making, guns, murders, stealing are all being shown and pushed aside. This all happens for a purpose. For example, who really killed John Kennedy? Who killed Marilyn Monroe? What really happened in Vietnam?
We'll never know. We'll never really know the truth.
Starting in 2020, we went through a long lockdown. And what did we learn from that experience? Well, we learned about our home and our family and our children and our parents. We learned how they function and how they think. We shared and we got to know each other better. There were many blessings with this experience. We supported our elderly and we helped our neighbors. People began losing trust in our government as well as belief in other world leaders. How has this crisis really been handled? We found out that there is no such thing as a savior and face the truth that we have to be more self-reliant. Honesty, trust, and caring are the three words and the keys to balancing and loving life along with respect for others who think differently and are different from us. Without respect, no one can have a balanced life. I mentioned in one of my weekly stargazing reports, which are on YouTube every week, that around September 2nd, we would have a lot of water and flooding because of the way it was astrologically in the universe. Well, we had that hurricane, and it flooded terribly. Then the hurricane came up the East Coast, and Neptune rules water, and Mars opposed Uranus during that storm, bringing severe flooding, worse than we've ever experienced before. September brings more health crisis, trouble in the entertainment industry, and several sad disappointments, deceptions, and deceits will be revealed. There'll be more lockdowns coming, and scandals are uncovered in Hollywood that will get pretty ugly. Another area includes CEOs and presidents of corporations. Their leadership shenanigans will bring home some shocking and disappointing truths. A lot of upsets and more secrets will come out in the area of social media, especially at the top of such companies. Unfortunately, this has become a cutthroat, vicious, and unhealthy business. These people have not been honest or trustworthy and have actually broken the law many times. Cutting off people's writing and thoughts is against our rights of free speech. It's also against the Constitution. Especially since criminals can say and do as they will, and especially when exploiting children. The internet, which is a wonderful way of exchange, has been invaded by people who think that they are in control. Well, Uranus is about to give them a big surprise, and I call it their comeuppance, and I'm certain that they will not like it at all. The revelations will be mind-blowing. These events will actually be breaking apart the monopoly. The monopoly has to be broken apart, and people have to be who they are, and where they need to be. We all have a right to express ourselves, to say what we think, and you can listen or not listen. That's your prerogative. Oil and gas will break apart. The price of gas will go up because there's less supply. They've taken away the independence on oil that the United States had before the new regime came in. We were free of OPEC, and we were continuing on to our own supply. Now, I know that many of you think that it's not good to have oil and that everything should be electric, but I have two questions to ask you. First of all, I agree with that. But second of all, we're not ready yet. We have not made the inventions to make the improvements. Did you ever think that if everything was on electricity, where would the electricity come from? Did you ever think that there's so many people on the planet that we don't have enough in this planet to supply everybody? Then we're going to have a whole other set of problems. So let's give it time. The hybrids are very good, and they're a wonderful start, but we need time to invent more ways of saving energy and not hurting the planet. What's happening and why? Through many of these events, we're gaining betterment along with empathy and understanding. With this new energy, with empathy and understanding, and kindness, and changing our way of thinking, perhaps some of this darkness can be averted.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take a break and continue right after our weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with the Stargazing Report, week of September 6th through September 12th, 2021. All five of the outer planets are retrograde this month. This suggests that you have an opportunity to finish up your old projects and do some behind-the-scenes preparation for what's coming in the fall months as well as 2022. What is the time to release? The communication planet Mercury enters the shadow period on the 10th and then turns retrograde on the 26th of September through October 18th in the relationship sign of Libra. The pre-retrograde shadow from September 10th through the 26th will often show you the activities that need your attention during this retrograde phase. Libra includes rebalancing your relationships, improving your appearance, making cosmetic improvements to your home or office, and trying to go easy on your kidneys and adrenal glands, as well as your sugar intake. The Virgo new moon is on Monday, September 6th. That's Labor Day. For the USA, the Labor Day activities will be overflowing with expansive, good-hearted vibes. Rarely is any holiday filled with so many harmonious transits. Just kick back and relax with your family and friends and enjoy some time and some me time and work on some of the things that you passionately love to do. All through the Labor Day holiday, the new Virgo moon is good for work, especially if you need to get organized and cleanse your body or your home. It's time to dig through those closets and drawers and change your clothes over from summer to winter, because fall is coming. It's on its way. Labor Day is often considered the unofficial first day of autumn, and this year it coincides with an exuberant, forward-looking new moon in Virgo, who is an exact trine with pioneering Uranus in Taurus. The powerful transformation trine between Pluto and Mars on the same day makes this an excellent time to plan for the weeks ahead, while another trine between Venus and Jupiter is absolutely bursting with harmony and compassion. This latter aspect is especially romantic, making this a perfect date night. Perhaps go out and watch the fireworks display, and then enjoy a quiet dinner, and then find a place where you can make some fireworks of your own. The rest of the week is filled with similar emotionally satisfying energy due to a series of lunar conjunctions with Mars. Mars is always the action planet, so it gets the heart beating real good. Mercury is with Venus on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Combine this with the moon's trine to Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter on Tuesday through Thursday, and you're looking at a stabilized week where you can get some things done. Finally. Now, this energy can be a bit difficult because ambitious Mars in Virgo is willing to accomplish a great deal, and Mars makes an uncomfortable relationship and inconjunct with Jupiter, who wants to go into nature and to an adventure and just walk through the forest or take a long walk with one of your pets. Perhaps the best way to handle this energy is to complete something on your to-do list and then sneak away for some time in nature. Because Venus is making harmony to Jupiter, pick an easy project and then go out to a beautiful natural location, perhaps one of your favorite parks, or even a ride into the mountains. Get your gotta-get-it-done work done on Tuesday early, because the moon goes into its quiet void of course phase in the afternoon, and that's usually nap time. Venus moves into social Libra on Wednesday and Thursday. There are pleasant emotional moon relationships both days, making it a good time to share with friends. On Friday, both the moon and Venus move and slide into that Scorpio energy. The moon will take you into deep death inside yourself on Saturday, and Venus remains in Scorpio until October 7th. Now, Scorpio supports research projects or activities that require real focus. Spend time with people you trust, sharing and getting to know each other on deeper levels. Superficial chit-chat is just not a Scorpio thing. Saturday can be a stubborn and skittish day due to the fact that the Scorpio moon opposes Uranus and squares Jupiter at the same time in fixed signs, Taurus and Aquarius. With a lunar trine with Neptune in Pisces on that same day, it's better to seek escapism than confrontations. Too much powerful energy going on. Perhaps you can think about a new novel or a movie you'd like to make. That might be good. Note that over the weekend, Mercury will move into a shadow of its coming retrograde cycle on the 26th. And this will go through October 18th. Start to set up some projects that you will be dealing with during this communication breakdown cycle. Also, plan ahead to create more balance and beauty in your life. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Have a wonderful Labor Day holiday. Relax and enjoy, because this month you're going to have to get to work. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to tonight's teaching program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. And now we're into part two of predictions for the fall of 2021 into 2022.
We have two eclipses coming this fall that will affect the United States as well as the world. It greatly affects Joe Biden's astrological chart. Uranus will soon be squaring Saturn in December. The lunar eclipse on November 19th is at 29 degrees Taurus. 29 degrees is a critical degree,
showing the end of a cycle. And this has been an 18-month cycle.
So the energies will be a lot stronger than they normally are. This energy squares both Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius while opposing Mars in Scorpio. That's violence. That's war. Now the energy, although it is strong on November 19th, can begin a little bit before or a little bit after that date. And I've always taught that the energy happens before the action. So usually we have to have the planets come together before the action happens. Don't hope it to the date, just to the 10 days before and the 10 days after. So the thoughts and planning will strengthen in mid-October as several planets turn direct, and the events will occur closer to the date of the eclipse. You know, people have talked about psychic sensitivity, but I will tell you that you can't pick up a psychic impression unless it's already in the universe. For example, I know that I warned about the first attack on Twin Towers before it happened.
That was in February of 1993.
So people had to have been planning that attack while I was feeling it.
At that prediction, I was even able to give the New York City police the address where they were making the bomb up in Harlem, New York. And they went right to the address and found that the prediction was true.
Very interesting how that happens. According to President Biden's chart, his energy will decline just as these events are beginning to happen. His body is letting go of strength and is weakening. Biden may not be able to finish his term. This is already in process, and it began 18 months ago, which I find very interesting, but becomes more focused and harsher in December of 2021 and January of 2022.
In fact, Joe Biden may decide to step aside at that time, and we will have Kamala Harris inaugurated as our new president in January of 2022.
On October 19th, when Mars trines Jupiter and opposes Uranus, the storm and struggles will begin. Our enemies could attack, health issues can take center stage, accidents of all kinds will occur, as well as sudden and unexpected events, both within our country and other countries as well. There could be some severe weather issues and communication failures, like no internet, no cell phones, and perhaps no electricity. Keep vigilant and watch what's happening in the U.S. and around the world. I had said that China would invade Taiwan right after the Winter Olympics in China, but this could begin a lot earlier. The energy in December is very heavy. The December 3rd solar eclipse in Sagittarius affects the homeland. This energy is with us from that date through January 16th and affects Joe Biden's health as well as the possibility of cyber attacks. And those cyber attacks can be big time because they can be with the banks.
With the stock market, invasions of a corporation and their personal information of people in America, or anything else that they decide will bring them in a bit of money.
It can be very dramatic because of the emotional energies involved. The emotional energies are produced by the moon, and the moon is a part of the solar eclipse. It could bring some upsetting concessions between the United States and other countries. In other words, we could make agreements that are not good for us. I do know this, that 2022 holds some bad and dangerous energy. It will be more challenging than anything we have ever yet experienced because there's something going on. There's a real battle between good and evil going on in 2022.
This is really a cosmic astral battle that a lot of people are not aware of. An astral battle is energy that fights each other or opposes each other, which is in the astral plane and off the planet Earth.
And I'll be able to explain the best part of this.
As we get closer to the end of this program,
we could experience great losses in the USA next year, as well as a realignment of the dollar. Truth comes out regarding the media and how they have held back the truth from the American public, as well as from around the world.
We could have some serious and very unexpected accidents.
Open enemies will appear, and possible terrorism. On New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there will be violence. This incident will reveal many lies and hidden circumstances that have brought these acts about. January 4th and January 8th bring death, change, accidents, and reveal open enemies. The Moon, Mars, and Saturn always bring war. So let's do a recap. Between September 15th and January 15th, there is upheaval with many upsets coming, with world leaders, weather, finances, and general safety. The grand finale of 2021 at New Year's will change the world as we know it today. You will need to get mentally and spiritually prepared to go through this. You need to begin that now. It's important that you meditate, and it's important that you go within and find the strength to go through these changes, because these changes always affect the emotional body.
And that can bring disease to you, as well as an uncomfortable atmosphere around your loved ones. So be aware, meditate, and use caution.
At the beginning of the year, it is the anniversary of Pluto conjuncting the rising sign of the chart of the United States of America, because Pluto was on the rising sign when the Declaration of Independence was signed 240-some-odd years ago. So how have we done since the signing of the Declaration of Independence? And what do we need to change? This energy has been brewing for a long, long time, but has been covered up. When it's all over, when all is said and done, we will have a better world. We have to prepare and look within to save ourselves, our families, and our communities. We need to be re-reminded that each and every one of us has the divinity of God within our bodies and within our hearts. We need to take our own power, and we need to connect with our divine essence on a daily basis.
We need to take our own power back now.
There is no time. There is no I'll do it tomorrow. It's now. Move your money now. Think about where you're living and if you can be self-sustaining now. And if you feel you can't, move. Do it now. Don't wait till next year. Don't fix up the house and get it ready. Just put it on the market and go. You will see the energy support you, and it will be very surprising, very revealing, and very uplifting when you follow that urgency inside of you to do what you need to do. This is all the reflection of how we've been living.
It's the consciousness of the moment, but the consciousness is in the process of being raised to higher, more loving vibrations.
You don't have to believe me. You need to become free of fear. What feeds this energy is deception, lies, and the total ideas of other people that are spouted out to keep you in fear.
Oh, and by the way,
do we really need other people to tell us that there are other lives and other living things on other planets in this universe? This is the year that we're going to be introduced to them, 2022. Do you think that we're the only ones in the universe? You can get past that thought. The matrix creating this division is melting. It's disappearing. You need to feel this energy in your entire being in order for you to know the truth. There are no limits, and we need full disclosure of how this universe really works. You've heard of the oneness. Well, the oneness is the energy that holds the universe together. What keeps the solar system from revolving around the sun? What keeps Mars where it is, or the center of the galaxy where it is? It's the energy, the invisible energy of God.
This is the end of part one of tonight's class. And now it's time to take our half-hour break, and I will be back with much more information right after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Up our eyes,
This is Elizabeth Joyce back with part two of predictions for the fall of 2021 into 2022. And that was Barbara Streisand with her beautiful song, One God.
You know what? You can fly through this and prepare for 2022 and be just fine. You cannot avoid it because this is the consciousness of the earth and it's changing. We have choices, and this is critical. You can begin now to change your life on this planet. Not necessarily with the woke or with the Green New Deal, but with love, consideration, and respect for your fellow man. Plus, it's important to be active in the community in some way, even if you have a well or a spring, and share the water with everyone. There's ways that you can help and be helped. We're all together in this. Our world has changed, and we can never go back to that density that we were living in. When you're in the flow of the universe, things happen out of the blue. There is nothing to do but to love and to serve. You have to go into a different space in order to ascend, and that is the space of no hate, no repercussions, no getting even. Just give it to the universe, because the universe will do a much better job than you do. Let it go. Trust. And if you do have to do some legal action, then do it. But do it with a knowing that it's for the lesson of the other person and for your betterment. As long as your actions are for the best of all concerned, with love and caring, then you're okay. We all have to get ready for a different reality. We can see what we have done to the planet, and 2022 is the year of action. But that is divided, that year of action, because the action that we need to take is to go within, connect with our God source, and set up new communities. The action that others may be taking will be aggression and war. They'll be around you, but they won't be with you or upset you. You will be safe. We now know that we cannot live the way that we have been living. We have to consciously change the way we use our products, and we don't support our enemies and use dangerous products. That is plastics, the big banks, corporate businesses who have sold us out. Start using cash. Don't use your credit card all the time. Not unless you want to go on cyber money forever and never have cash again, and that will lose you your independence and your freedom. So use cash. Use something else besides plastic cans to hold your coffee or your water. Don't deal with the big banks. Find your community credit unions. Let these people feel that you are rebelling. And that's how to do it. And you can do it very quietly and very safely. Is there something that everybody can do to help the planet? Yeah, there's more. Remember that God is not in politics, race relations, critical theory, entertainment, religion, war, institutions, colleges, government, and corporations. Although 2022 can be painful, because of some very fast changes that seem to take your freedom away, something wonderful is happening at the same time. God will protect his children worldwide. Declare your need for healing as well as the world's need for healing.
Pray for your family and all family units.
Pray for the border. Pray for those trapped people behind enemy lines. Pray for your enemies. Have compassion for their lack of knowledge and wisdom. Then, ask the Lord to embrace you and surround you with the Holy Spirit. Or you may call it Shakti, or you may call it She, or you may just call it the warmth of love, whatever. Know that the raindrops are going to be falling, and they will fall. But these raindrops are raindrops of gold, divine gold, true gold. The gold from the Holy Spirit. And as these drops touch your lips, know that they will wash over you that they are coming down directly from God and his angels. Lift up your hands to the heavens and be thankful and have gratitude that you're going through these wonderful, marvelous changes that you have chosen to live through this time. You are touched, you are blessed, and you are surrounded by the power of God. Surrender to that truth. Ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Ask God to fill you with compassion,
mercy, and grace.
Pray to God to use your will as his will. Let thy will be my will. Let thy will be my will. I give the problem to you and trust that it will be handled in the right manner. You may ask yourself, how can I make an amazing difference at this time? When we break through the fear, it's because we have broken through and realized and overcome that which we have previously allowed to hold us back. We're in trust, we're in grace, and we're in gratitude. Guess what? God is preparing a harvest, beginning with this new moon in Virgo in 2021, the beginning also of Rosh Hashanah. Don't be afraid of anything. You're a child of God. Walk away from your inner traps, fears, and doubts, and the people who put you down. This is your year of action. Create a safe space, you create a loving environment, and don't let anything interfere with that. Yes, there will be a lot of things happening around you, but you are never alone, and you are always protected.
New communities will be established by the children of God.
These are called Bluebell communities. I saw them years ago. I first saw these communities on a beautiful beach in Florida. I saw the invasion coming in my third eye, and I saw the communities of the people waiting for it all to be over. Where people gather in love and kindness, and they will wait for these days to pass. We are now on the precipice. We're walking our path, and we're in the rain of glory. Spring rain brings mercy. Spring rain is falling. Spring rain will fall on your lips. People will be set free, and people will have inner transformations. They are surrounded by the Holy Spirit, and their words carry a sword. Tell everyone that the long nights are coming to an end. Tell everyone about a new freedom that's coming, that's going to be absolutely beautiful. However, a season will be coming first. This is when we'll be creating the Bluebell cities. Worldwide, there are two sheaves of harvest. Go out and love the people and work on opening up the people's hearts. Begin the stage of the greatest harvest of souls for the next 2 years. This next year, 2022, will be very, very different energetically. You will begin to feel very removed from the outer world. There will be wars and rumors of wars, new demands made on society. Fear-mongering and outright lies will be told to the public to try to keep them controlled. Financial problems and realignment. Changes in our everyday living. Just know that this breakdown is happening. All evil is being rounded up and will be removed. Going through it can be very difficult. Don't hang on to the past. Bless it and everyone in it and let it go. Let it all go. And be thankful of who you are,
where you are,
and what you're about to experience. This next year brings faith in families, strength in family ties, a new infusion and a deep spiritual awareness. We'll know about other worlds and other life existence. Scientists will find new worlds, new planets with life on them. Stand up tall, be on your own, and know that your inner self is guided by God and his angels. This inner revelation will be intensified by the provision of grace. Many will feel this, and many won't. All souls who make the choice will take the action to be healed, can be healed in an instant. The rain comes down, but you will be protected.
begin your work with the new spiritual chakras. Add them to your everyday meditations
so that the light can be on your forehead and you will be recognized by the people of the other planets or by our angels and guides. I will be teaching these classes online at the end of September. The website to find out about it is new-visions.com. Join me and learn about the 144,000 petals that are inside the new chakras. When all is added up, there's 144 petals inside the new chakras, creating the light on your forehead for you to be recognized by the divine as we go through all of this turbulence.
The earth will be rejuvenated.
Trees will begin to grow in the desert all over the place. Seasons will change, the earth will be changed and healed by outside forces that are not on this earth. The bluebell communities will thrive. It's all happening now. Thousands of people are seeking teachers to help them and teach them. And we're creating a worldwide community of master teachers that will be helpful to you, the light workers. 2022 is the year the lion will roar. A loud cry comes from the center of the earth and from humanity, from the inner hearts of people. Last week in the Ukraine, 250,000 people marched in the streets praising the Lord God. That's amazing. It's all happening and it's all good. I want to quote William Vitalis as we draw to a close. I play his music on my radio program, Let's Find Out, which is on bbsradio.com, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Come to me, my Lord, all in you made new. Come to me, my Lord, nothing outside of you. All the world by your hand comes together. We are all protected in your care.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our program for tonight. Please get ready for the meditation. We'll be listening to an older recording from many years ago by Bette Midler. It's called From a Distance. And then the meditation, and Richard Shulman will take us out with his wonderful music of transformation. See you next week. Thank you for listening, and good night.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no we
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our nightly meditation. Tonight, we are creating union, which of course is the essence of human relationships. Please sit in a straight back chair with your feet uncrossed and flat on the floor. Or you can lie down on your bed with your feet out straight and uncrossed. Or sit in the lotus position if you desire. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. Take another deep breath and clear your mind again. One more time, clearing your mind. Now let's bring down the ring of fire. That's a ring, like a Christmas wreath, that you bring down over the top of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your body, your hips, your thighs, your legs, and your feet, and you throw it down into the ground. So let's do the ring of fire. Bring the ring of fire down over your body, taking a deep breath, and release it into the ground. Allow the fire to remove any and all negativity around you at this time. Take another breath. Let's do another ring of fire. Bring it down over the body and down into the ground. One more time. Take a deep breath. Bring that ring of fire down over your body. Let it remove all negativity. Feel it burning away as you get into a place of peace and throw it down into the ground. Release the breath. Allow yourself to go back to normal breathing. Creating union can help you achieve vibrant partnerships of fearless loving and mutual self-fulfillment. It provides the ingredients to go into the deeper meaning of an inevitable relationship. It also helps you with relationship difficulties. With a wise and gentle voice, your inner guides and angels will guide you in resolving difficulties while compassionately answering practical questions about sexuality, spirituality, divorce, separation, fear of intimacy, creating mutuality, and how to keep the spark alive in long-term relationships. Creating union is a basic primer for all of our relationships. It helps with empathy and gives you great clarity on the way back home to union. Knowing how to create union is a sweet and powerful treasure. Though the word unconscious is widely used these days, most of us cannot quite grasp what it means to have a vast reservoir of feelings and thoughts whose contents are ordinarily not accessible to us. This would not matter if the inaccessible material did not have an influence on our view of the world, our behavior, and our entire life. But it does, with a vengeance. We are going through a time as we enter the new decade of difficulties, our past coming up to haunt us, and we need to take a sharp look at our thought system and how we react to the world around us. Therefore, it is crucial to allow the unconscious material to come to the surface, to learn the secrets of our souls that we have kept hidden even from ourselves. Take a deep breath and see yourself dropping away any judgments, preconceived notions, desires, and outcomes. Feel yourself floating in the white light of the heart center. Feel that white gold light fill you now. And allow. Tell your guides that you allow and accept that which comes your way. Because you know you are protected. You know that you're a child of God, and that you are never alone. Take a deep breath. From the perspective of a higher consciousness, a broad vista of human life can open up to you. We see various regions of our souls, those which are healthy and whole, and those which are flawed. The spiritual and emotional quagmires where our unfulfilling relationships have their seeds. Sometimes these seeds open and sprout because it's a part of the soul that we need to eliminate. We learn with amazement that we really know what we really feel, what we really wish, what we think or need. Childish, half-formed presumptions, confused feelings, unjustified fears and guilts, self-punishment patterns come to the surface when we are finally willing to find out who we are and how we function as love partners, as well as friends. Most of our problems have common roots because we are all human, which is encouraging to know as we set out on this quest to find our specific inner twists and knots. Energy healing is the answer for many. Energy healing helps you to go into past lives and perhaps see the root of the problem, or just to clear whatever is blocking your feelings of loving, close relationships. To heal our own soul is always our first task, but this does not mean that we have to wait to engage in a relationship until we are in full harmony with ourselves. That's a lifetime of work. Life is to be lived, but with a greater, wider consciousness. Our relationships will improve accordingly as we expand our heart center and allow ourselves to blend, meld, and accept other people into our world. There are various ways to coach unconscious vital material out of hiding. One is through meticulous, open-minded, non-judgmental self-observance. Meditation is unsurpassed in leading to the truth seeker into the labyrinth of his or her infantile world. Remember when you were 3 or 4 years old? In that infantile world, you drew a lot of conclusions and made a lot of assumptions that still are working with you now. Going in deep to your inner being, finding these erosions of the soul and eradicating them is key to raising your vibration and coming up into a peaceful, non-judgmental, loving, tolerant, and compassionate world. This is an inner journey, and may this meditation pave the way home to the God self of your center. This can be the greatest adventure of your life as you come from isolation into fearless loving. Are you ready? Are you ready to begin? Are you ready to expand your meditations into that which is necessary and do the work that needs to be done so that you can raise your consciousness and embrace the state of being, love, peace, and harmony? Say that you are. Right now, tell your inner guides that you're ready to open your heart, mind, and being to the fulfillment of love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Feel the strength of spirit entering into your center. As you remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Now allow yourself to float. As you listen to William Vitalis, tell us about the hour of blue. And we are definitely at the hour. Hopefully,
It will be your hour of bloom.